This is Weed.
And this is Whack with Wowdy Gardens. We're an organic gardening show focusing on do-it-yourself in the garden and growing things that we like to eat.
And one, exactly, the things we like to eat. And one of the things that's sort of easy to do is take a clipping from a fig tree. We have lots of fig trees growing in our neighborhood. First thing you need to do is make friends with someone who has a fig tree, and and then make a clipping and
take a cutting about a foot off the tip of the branch,
and root that, and
put it in some water, put it on the windowsill.
Right. It sounds simple, but it literally is that simple. Take a cutting and put it in a jar of water, and
leave it on the windowsill.
And keep on changing the water as needed. And do a couple just to be safe. But eventually it will root. And windowsill, transplant it to a pot when the weather is... When the weather's what, about 70 degrees easily?
Well, and the thing has lots of roots. You don't want to transplant it unless it has lots of roots.
Lots of roots, right.
And when you transplant, try not to upset those roots.
Yeah. Or you can go to the nursery and buy a fig as well and follow the instructions on how to prune it.
I got our two figs at Ace.
My wife, Jenny, bought our fig tree... A Turkish fig that we've had for 25 years now.
Did she get it locally?
No, she bought it. I'm pretty sure she bought it on her way back from Virginia.
At a nursery.
At a nursery.
Okay.
And brought it home and planted it, and it's been prolific. As a matter of fact, my wife took a... creative writing class, and she wrote an essay that was published on this very fig tree,
are you going to give us a little excerpt?
Well, let me just read the last sentence of the first paragraph. During this season, meaning the season of ripe figs, it is true, I love figs more than I love my husband. Anyway, she really writes well about growing this fig tree.
You could say, it's true, I love figs more than I love you. It would rhyme.
But it's a great essay. Look it up. Jenny Apostle and figs, and you'll find her essay. That fig tree, I just love it. I love to, my favorite time to eat from the fig tree is before I play tennis. And an hour or so before I play tennis, I go out and I pick a couple off the shrub.
Vine is a figure of speech.
And I swear I feel like I play better tennis and have more energy.
It's anti-inflammatory. It's a very good anti-inflammatory fruit. And I like to eat it fresh off the plant. And my wife... likes to dehydrate
them.
Well,
she's an excellent cook. She can do anything.
And then put them in a jar and eat them later on. Yeah. But yeah, do not waste your figs, folks.
Do not. And I've always been fascinated by the fig in literature. Adam covered with his little fig leaf, and Eve her first bikini, the fig leaf bikini going there. I sort of think of that when I look at my fig tree and the big leaves that sprout on that thing.
That's right. And if you wanted to plant a biblical plant in your yard, a fig is a great wondered plant.
Other than that, in season, I like to just chop them up and add them to whatever garden salad I'm making. And
it's great with a little bit of goat cheese.
And, you know, when Jenny planted our fig tree, I don't think she added much as far as any...
Soil amendments.
You're right. And it's real clay. Well, it's all clay around here, but this particular area...
Yeah, they're fairly hardy.
And one more thing before we finish about the fig tree. It's been around for a long time, so it's seen my kids grow and everything.
That's right.
The fig roots found its way into my garden beds and became a real problem. And so every season I would have to chop the roots off
Do a little root pruning.
Root pruning to keep them out of my garden bed, but the roots are so grow so fast. I gave up and I raised my one of the reasons I have raised beds is because the fig tree was getting all my nutrients out of my my beds. Yeah.
And if you find that your fig patch is not putting off enough fruit for you, a good way to increase fruit production is to give it a root pruning, which would be to do exactly what we did, is take a spade and go around on the outside of the shrub, whether it's a single trunk shrub or a patch of woody ground cover shrub-like plants, as I've seen both types of figs out there, just slice those roots all the way around, and that'll increase fruit production.
Okay, and after a couple years, you'll have a mature tree that will need to be pruned. What's the rule of thumb on pruning? How much of the plant?
Well, if it's really large,
like mine,
yours mine, and it has multiple trunks, then you want to take out 1/3 of the largest growth each year for 3 years in a row, and that will encourage new growth to come up from the base of the plant.
Right.
You can do that with lilacs as well.
Right. Well, folks, prune your fig tree, because what happened to me is it got so tall that all the fruit it was all of a sudden out of reach.
Varmint food.
Yeah, and the tree would rattle between the squirrels and the birds. And
yeah, no one likes that. The squirrels getting all the good.
Yeah, so I really need to do some work on pruning on my tree. Okay, this what do we talk about here? Of course, my wife's article about a 20-year-old fig tree she planted, which is just great reading. I suggest it.
Figs do very well in this area.
Right.
Very prolific.
They're easy to clone, so you really don't need to go.
Propagate.
You can be cheap, like we like to be. You don't need to go to the nursery. You can take a clipping
cuttings
and put them in water. And once you have a mature tree, you have to trim the roots and prune the roots and prune the
top.
To keep it so it doesn't grow too big.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening. And again, we'd like to thank Eric and WOWD for
LP.
Having
94.3 LP.
Yes.
Tacomaradio.org. Okay, folks, we're signing off. This is Whack from Wardy Gardens.
This is Weed.
See you next week. We'll be back.